I think the biggest thing, man, is just being able to go every day. But the biggest thing is, just, like I said, the one-gap defense. Like I said, I like it a lot better than the two-gap defense.
Did you feel any self-imposed pressure to kind of take over for T-Night after, you kind of take a younger swing for those years?
I mean, definitely. You know, like I said, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity, you know, that I was able to get this year, you know, after, you know, Terrence leaving or whatever. You know, so like I said, I'm just want to get better every day. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can fill the gap.
Are you kind of playing that same mentor role to, like, Kilgo?
I mean, I think when you know, when you got a few years under your belt, you know what I'm saying, and you kind of know the ropes and you can kind of teach a guy something, I think it would be selfish of us as players, you know, that know the ropes, not to, you know, pass on knowledge. But like I said, I think, you know, Kilgo a great player. Like I said, I just tell him, you know, man, you strong as an ox. Just go out there and be strong and play strong. You know, that's kind of the thing that fit him. He's just strong, so he made a good player.
What about the D-line so far makes you think you have enough? Because you've lost Marvin's out. Derrick's going to miss some time. What is it about this line that makes you think you got enough right now?
I think the versatility is going to help us out a lot, and I think also we got depth. You know, like I said, I think we got guys that can start, you know, almost anywhere in the league. We got Vance. We got Kilgo. We got Kenny coming back early. So I think, you know, overall we're gonna be pretty good. And like I said, and the thing about us is all of us really can play all three positions on the defensive line. So I think that's gonna help us out a lot.
You said you like this defense better than the other defense. How does it free you up to do more what you
want
to do?
I would say it free you more. Like I said, I think it's just more so you just focus on, it's a one gap scheme. So like I said, versus playing two gapping, it's more of a one gap scheme. So you can kind of penetrate a little bit more, and like I said, play your gap better. Oh, yeah. I mean, so I hope I do, man. Like I said, you know, really the biggest thing, man, I just want to continue to get better every day. And, I'm looking forward to, you know, practicing against the 49ers and getting some different looks, some downhill runners, a little bit more double team. Like I said, I'm looking forward to that and really just being able to get out here, you know, this third preseason game and have a good game.
Were you at the rookie symposium when Carter was speaking? Nah,
that wasn't me. I wasn't there, y'all. I don't know nothing about that. I can't even remember my rookie symposium. It's too long ago.
Yeah.
Nah.
What do you think of Kilgo? What have you seen so far?
Oh, man, I think he's been showing a lot of progress. Really, since day one, since I first seen him play from now, man, I think he showed a lot of growth. And, like I said, he's a strong guy. You know, perfect for the nose tackle position. And like I said, the biggest thing about Kill, man, is he's a hard worker. He get 100%, and he get better every day. You know, he getting better every day. Every day I see something different in him that's in helping him improve as a player. listen, man, we try to stay away from messing with those two guys because we know when the regular season comes, we know where the shine is going to come from. So, you know, we just take our shine while we can.
Do you think you guys, the other defense, you stopped the run so well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the idea of, you believe Brandon and Danny will be able to stop the run? They're going to have to take on bigger blockers. In other words, do you think this defense can still be effective in stopping the run the way you want to?
Oh, I mean, no question, man. You know, and the thing is, you know, when I say it's really the, you know, pretty much the same defense that we was kind of in. We just don't two gap anymore. And the biggest thing is that, you know, those guys are big time players. I mean, y'all seen how Brandon played last game. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I think we're going to be all right, you know, up front. You know, I really do. And like I said, I think we're just going to continue to get better every day and make adjustments where needed. To me, he looks stronger. Like I said, I can't really put my feeling, but he looks stronger and quicker, which is scary. But, you know, I definitely see a different player in him from since when I first got here. And like I said, I think it's just he kind of got a chip on his shoulder. Like I said, they got a three-man competition going on over there. And like I said, I think they all just see the light and they all excited. And like I said, he been, you know, running the ball real well. And like I said, I definitely see the change. He looks stronger than me and also quicker. So should be a big year for him.
Anything else, guys? All right. Thank you so much.
Yep.